This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Kirkpatrick. Well, Major League Baseball is in an interesting spot right here. MLBPA Deputy Executive Director Bruce Meyer vows that the sudden resignation of union head Tony Clark won't weaken or distract the Players Association as it prepares for negotiations with the league on a new collective bargaining agreement. Michael, buy or sell? Baseball will go on some kind of pause. Maybe not a lengthy one, but we will have a delayed season after, well, not this coming season, but the next season. Because they're going to be going deep into this, and we've seen it before with their new collective bargaining agreement. And then obviously this other stuff with Tony Clark, which is just kind of wild. What?
10:09.
Oh, I have it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Before the show, you were like hockey. You were saying hockey into the remote.
I was saying hockey, and it kept bringing me to rookie, and I'm like, hockey. And it said rookie. It was the voice thing. Baseball goes on any kind of strike at all.
Baseball is the most strikey of all the sports, so yes, there will be a delay.
Hockey went on like 2 strikes in 10 years, so
yeah, but baseball strikes more. I think hockey learned its lesson.
They throw strikeouts in baseball. So
strikes. So there you go.
Buy or sell, General Manager Michael. I got AJ Brown for you. And a future 5th round selection. Really good wide receiver. Like upper echelon receiver. Will you trade Riley Moss? First off, will you trade Riley Moss for AJ Brown? Straight up. Would you do that?
I would certainly consider.
Yes or no? It's buy or sell. Yes or no? Come on. Let's go. Yes or no? Let's go. Do it. Make a decision. Come on, man. Spin the chamber for us. It's not that hard.
I'm thinking. I'm going to say buy that I
you will
would
trade
him.
Yes. Yes. But I also, he's not that good yet, so I also want a 2nd round draft pick. And a 5th round draft pick. And I'll give you A.J. Brown and a future 5th round selection. So the 5th round kind of washes out. So basically, I want Riley Moss and a 2nd round pick for A.J. Brown.
A 2nd round this year, 5th round this year, or?
I think this year. A 2nd round this year. Yes, this year.
Okay.
You take that? You're buying it.
I'm considering it.
You said okay. You already said yes.
The okay was
Riley Moss
okay
is on his way to Philadelphia right now, and A.J. Brown is headed to your neck of the woods. Listen, man. Here's the thing, man. Jaquan McMillan. Re-sign Jaquan McMillan.
Absolutely.
And get Jahdae Barron up to speed and trade Riley Moss. Now, this was ESPN's Bill Barnwell. Published a hypothetical trade proposal. I don't know how realistic this is, but it's a hypothetical trade proposal. I'm guessing maybe he heard something similar to that to make him believe that that would be somewhat realistic, but I'm re-signing Jaquan McMillan, and I'm going to play Jahdae Barron in Riley Moss's spot and just hope that he gets better. I'm doing it. I'm doing it, Mike. A.J. Brown, you want Bo to really go? Not proud of myself for that one. Then you have to start putting better players around him, Michael. Now tell me Cortland Sutton doesn't even look more appealing at that point. A.J. Brown and Cortland Sutton. Sutton at number two. A.J. Brown. Go draft a tight end, maybe. You got money. You can go. I mean, you're gonna pay McMillan, but I think Denver should strongly consider this, Mike. If this was a real trade offer, these are the kind of moves, and I know I've talked about do you risk breaking up, messing with that locker room at all? And that would be interesting. It would be. How do they handle that? But I think Sean Payton and Bo Nix could handle it. I don't think they'd have any issue with A.J. Brown. And if he does, then he does. What's the worst that could happen? You got rid of Riley Moss? Do you really believe, USA and Sweden are about to go? USA's going to win. Yeah. Sorry, but Gabriel Landeskog can't carry Sweden, Michael. He can't carry.
Gabriel Landeskog.
He's got a great name and even greater now when he says it like that.
Gabriel
Landeskog. Team USA. Here we go. Off to a fantastic start, Michael.
Won the draw.
Oh, they're going to score. They're going to score early. They're going to score in like the first 3 minutes. Team USA is going to score in the first 3 minutes. That is my prediction.
I like Finnish metal, but I don't like their uniforms. It's a lot of yellow.
What? Sweden?
Sorry, Sweden.
Well, you shouldn't like their uniforms. It's Sweden.
Yeah, their flag's dumb, too.
I don't have any problem with it. Why is it dumb?
I just don't like it.
I think it looks fine. All right, we're there. We're still within the 3 minute window here. Let me ask you this while we're watching. Is Riley Moss a great cornerback?
He will be.
I'm not banking.
He's good now?
I'm not banking my Super Bowl window, which is 2 years, on he will be. I'd like to see it now. Now, he got picked on a lot. I think he's a good corner. But could you make the case that Jaquan McMillan is better or could be better? I guess that's my whole argument to you. I'm telling you, he's a restricted free agent. Sign him up, lock him up, and you drafted Jahdae Barron in the first round last year, Michael. This is the year we want to see that pop. So go that route. If that's a realistic trade, I'll give you Riley Moss in a second rounder for A.J. Brown. I don't even know if I need the fifth rounder, but that kind of washes out, so whatever. I'm with you. I'm doing that 100%. Because don't you think McMillan is one of those guys that you really want to try to have back? That guy wasn't part of the plan last year. They drafted his replacement, and he said, no, I've got other plans. Of course, he saved the game against Buffalo. So I'm buying that, too. I'm right there with you. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Did they score? Did they? No, they didn't. Really wanting to get my prediction here because I will officially be known in the office as hockey guy if this goes through. And I've got 1 minute to do it.
I believe Derbs is hockey guy.
No, if I make this prediction, Michael, I will officially be hockey guy. There is zero doubt.
On your show, you will call yourself
no,
hockey
I will
guy.
Be hockey guy. It will be known throughout the entire world that if they score in under 40 seconds here,
that you will call yourself
hockey
guy.
I will be
guy.
Hockey guy, and you will be my squire. And everyone knows that. That's another Knight of the Seven Kingdoms reference. You're the little guy in it. He's got to do it now, though. Got to do it now. I was really hoping for a hot start, like really red hot. It looks good. No. That's how we're going to broadcast the game. Mike, give me some of your input. What do you got for me?
And they're both going. I don't know the numbers and names and stuff.
Well, just,
and they're
just
both going for the puck, and
American
they're not getting
player.
The puck, and now wow. They're passing the puck, and the puck's in the middle of nowhere.
Nobody has
and
a
the
clue.
Goalie has
just
the puck.
Just say Sweden has the puck. Sweden or USA.
Yeah.
If you can't figure out the names, just tell me who has the puck. Who has the puck right
Sweden
now, Mike?
Sweden has the puck.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're feeling it. We did not get
now
our...
America has the puck. Sweden has the puck, and it's in America's zone.
I said they were going to score under 5 minutes. 5 minutes is what I said.
So. And now America has the puck, and it's beyond the red line, and shot not on goal, shot on goal, shot on goal.
You sound like an auctioneer.
Shot on goal.
No, stop. You overdo it.
Does a good auctioneer.
Well, yeah, he goes to auctions, and he's talented.
I couldn't do the auction. I'm too slow at that.
You were just doing it.
I can't do it legitimately.
Oh, who's on the power play? What did I miss?
I didn't see it.
All right, we got to get Keeler on here.
Murk is on the power play.
I'll give you updates as we go. Team USA playing Sweden right now for a chance at the semifinal round. So, we're wanting it. Because that's when I got into it, when it was Team USA in Canada. Yeah, I want that again. I want to inject some Olympics into my veins, and I have not done that yet. I'm sorry, I can't get excited about curling and the skating and even the luge. As much as I want to do that as a secondary profession, I just can't get excited about watching it all the time.
I would like curling better if they were allowed to hit each other.
That's dumb. 16 minutes after the hour. Sean Keeler joining me from the Denver Post. Coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Y'all ready for this?
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-one minutes after the hour, efforting right now, trying to get Sean Keeler from the Denver Post on the line. I don't know if we're having issues. He said he's going to try to call. He just texted me. Is he not trying? Still 0-0, by the way. I did not get either one of my predictions so far.
Failure.
Yeah. They're gonna win. I keep wanting to call Team USA the Avs. Because that's my team and this
is
my team.
America.
Well, I just keep wanting to say the Avs, but then Gabriel Landeskog is not on my team. So, what are you doing? What was that? What?
I just wanted to play some metal.
Why? He's trying to call. He says he's trying to call. Nothing's going on?
I see nothing.
No answer. I don't know, man. His phone doesn't work. Our phone doesn't work.
Nothing works. I've had two computers that have been acting up. The phones have been acting up.
How do you fix them? What can we do? How can you help me help you?
The phones are something that I have to call Damon to do.
How do you call him if you don't have a phone?
I do have a phone.
You have a cell phone? Could you just call Keeler on your cell phone and put speaker to the microphone? Has anybody ever?
I could. It would sound really
stupid. I'm just trying to get creative, Michael, okay? I'm just trying. I don't know what more I can do to help you. Is it working? You just looked over there. Is there something?
I looked over there. I was hoping.
What if you just picked up the phone? Just pick it up. See if he's on the line. Maybe the light's not working. Just pick the phone up. Just see. Press the button.
I'm going to try calling him again.
Just press the button. He's probably just sitting there on the line. This is great radio right here. Just waiting. Waiting for Michael to actually get Keeler on the line. Now, Sean's been on fire lately. Some good stuff from him. Obviously, the story about Doug Moe has been very good. He caught up with ex-Bronco quarterback Ben DiNucci, who's saying it's time for Sean Payton to hand Davis Webb the keys. So all these things I wanted to chat with him about. But apparently, we're going to have to skip Keeling Me Softly this week with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Now, his phone's been having issues anyway. He's been having to call us. So to be fair, it's 50-50 on this one. Probably so. Oh, Tanner's coming in. What's Tanner got for us? He's going to try to fix it. He's telling Michael, stop screwing it up. And Michael's saying, I didn't screw it up. Tanner, you screwed it up. And now Tanner's, oh, wow, it's getting violent over there. Do not want to open back that curtain. I don't know. I don't know. Phone systems. Call the phone company. Tanner. Call the phone company. He's not. He's got nothing. Call the phone company. Come in here. Call the phone company.
Sean and I are having a great interview on the studio on the station.
Oh, he called the office line.
Yeah.
How do I?
Great conversation right now.
How do I get him on to this line?
Not sure. Big speaker phone.
I'm figuring something out.
Oh, Michael's on it. I got my best mind on it. Don't worry, everybody. This is ridiculous. Anyway, we'll see. Maybe we'll get him on. Maybe we won't. But yesterday was. It's a sad day, even though I didn't watch Doug Moe coach, you know, because by the time he was done in his career, I was still pretty young. I mean, I didn't really start watching the Nuggets and knowing what I was watching until I was probably 10 or 11 or so. I mean, when I was in the early 90s, it was, and don't hate me for this, but it was Chicago Bulls. I mean, we all loved the Chicago Bulls. Everybody loved the Chicago Bulls because of Michael Jordan. I suppose if you were in his conference and older and division, it's I don't know, man. Michael Jordan was one of those guys. There's a lot of players now that are absolute studs that maybe we don't root for, even though they're amazing. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an amazing player. LeBron James is an amazing player. But I don't find myself rooting for them. And I maybe that was a kid thing. But I don't know. I think adults felt the same way. Because when you'd go to a Nuggets game, back in the day, when Jordan was still with the Bulls, the kiosks were full of Michael Jordan stuff. You could barely find Nuggets gear. You know, it was Bulls stuff. It was Jordan. So I was like a Bulls fan. But not really, you know. I didn't know what I was seeing. And then when I got old enough to be like 8 or 9 or 10, I'm like, you know what? Watching the Bulls win championships was cool, but I'm going to be a diehard Nuggets fan like my dad and my big bro. Thanks a lot, guys, for that, at least at that point. In the 90s, it was a rough go. But this is like, this. I love the Nuggets. I love the Denver Nuggets. Doug Moe is responsible for one of the greatest Nuggets teams, like is responsible for coaching one of the greatest Nuggets teams in their franchise history. And he was one of those guys, man. Like David Adelman is fine, and he might be a great coach, but, and Michael Malone was cool. George Karl was cool and sometimes a character, but not really. Doug Moe would have been entertaining to see. He would have been awesome. Keeler just texted, said, the phone gods do not want us talking. I go straight to the station voicemail. Michael, what'd you do, man? What'd you do? Why are you sabotaging Sean?
Ultimately, if you want to blame someone.
Yeah, I would like to
blame someone in the direction I'm pointing.
Why?
We'll talk off air. Not this person's fault, really, but we're all blaming him now.
I don't feel like it's his fault. I feel like it's more your fault. This is kind of your area.
I mean, if you want to break it down, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
It is your fault.
I don't blame him. But I do blame
him. But this is your area. Like, techie stuff is your, this is your area.
This is a little deeper than my knowledge.
So if it's deeper than your knowledge, how is it Tanner's fault?
Well, we can talk about that off the air.
Who's in your Mount Rushmore of all time great coaches in the state of Colorado? Like Denver pro coaches. Is it obviously that it's obvious that it's Shanahan up there, right?
Yeah.
Cuz he's got multiple titles. Nobody else has multiple titles.
I mean, Jared Bednar is pretty close to being up there.
Would you put Jared Bednar up there over the other two Avs coaches, which would be Crawford and Hartley, who both won?
I mean, Bednar's got a lot of wins. He's got a lot of wins. I don't know. That could be some recency bias.
So, yeah, it's fine.
Plus, I've paid more attention to the Avs recently than I have, you know, a long time ago.
And I think Bednar's already the winningest coach, right?
I believe so.
So, if you want to put Bednar up there, that's fine. So, we got Mike Shanahan, Jared Bednar. I have no problem with that. You got to put a Nuggets coach on there, but who is it? Is it Michael Malone because he has the championship, or is it Doug Moe?
Because we can put both.
So you'd be comfortable with that, Mr. Anti-NBA?
Well, I'm just saying, like, who on the Rockies are you going to put up there?
Pass.
No, you can't pass. This is buy or sell.
No, this isn't buy or sell. This is actually Keeley
Me
Softly.
Buy or sell segment.
This is Keeley Me Softly.
Wait, no, this is second.
If you were to put a Rockies manager up there, it'd be Clint Hurdle. Because he managed the most games in franchise history until, well, I guess Bud Black passed him. But he led the team to its only World Series. He was their manager from 2002 to 2009. Or you could make an argument for Don Baylor. He was the first manager in franchise history. He led the team to the 1995 playoffs in only its third season. You can't put a Rockies manager on Mount Rushmore. So we've
no, you can't. So I think we've Rockies fans
that.
Would agree.
Yeah, Tanner, I think even agreed. So we've solved that. Rockies are out. Are there multiple Broncos coaches that deserve to be on Mount Rushmore? Dan Reeves?
Yeah, I mean, he would be the honorable mention,
or
maybe.
Gary Kubiak, who won a Super Bowl. Now, here for 2 years, but we're talking City of Denver, Mount Rushmore.
Are we counting his offensive coordinator days?
I suppose you could.
I mean, he was with the Broncos for their first couple Super Bowls.
I would leave Gary Kubiak off of the Mount Rushmore. To me, it's Mike Shanahan. I'll give you Jared Bednar because he's got the same amount of cups as the two before him, but also now he's the winningest coach in Avs history, so I'll go there. And then I'll go Michael Malone. He has the most wins in Nuggets history, and he's got a championship.
Do we dare put two Avs coaches?
You could. I mean, Crawford's probably the guy, right? Because he did it when he was the first one to do it.
Yeah.
It's
I
either
say Crawford
or
Bednar.
It's either Crawford or Doug Moe. Or, I mean, Hartley could be in there too because he won a cup. But Moe, what he kind of... Now, again, your Mount Rushmore isn't always necessarily the best, maybe, but mixture of that. Like, the best, the greatest, but also what they meant to the city kind of thing. Is that fair to throw that into?
Yeah. Yeah, you could throw that in there. But I would also say, now, my argument against quarterbacks... To bring it back to yesterday where everybody hated me.
Yeah, and they still do.
I do have a bit of an argument against championships shouldn't hurt quarterbacks, but I do think championships should help coaches. Like, if you're a coach and you have a championship...
So you would take Doug Moe out because he doesn't have a championship, and you would give that nod to the two other Avs.
Yeah, I would.
Because how many championships do we have here? We have three with the Avs, one with the Nuggets... And three with the Broncos.
Yeah, and the Rockies.
They try hard. So we have
They try real hard.
So seven championships, and the Avs have three of those, and the Broncos have three of those. Gary Kubiak, I think we all agree, maybe just not long enough to. He didn't coach long enough.
Yeah, he had those health problems.
Crawford was there, 1994 to 1998. But he was also, he was their coach before the Nordiques, and then he was part of that transition. Hartley was there from 98 to 2003.
He was Hartley there.
I mean, that's 5 years, Mike. He never had a losing season. He won the Northwest Division in every season he coached in Colorado. But Bednar's been there a while now. Bednar's been there 10... Has it been 10 years? That's crazy. He's already been there 10 years.
Was that long ago that Waugh just up and quit?
Up and quit. They hire Jared Bednar with no NHL coaching experience. And we're all like, what the hell are the Avs doing? Bednar's been through it a lot where we put pressure on him. So if he doesn't get past this round, if he doesn't do this, if this isn't the year, and he just keeps answering this question. So yeah, I'm willing to say, because also being there for a long period of time means you've done well enough to not get yourself fired. Shanahan and Jared Bednar are the two obvious ones for me. And then I go Michael Malone. It's hard because I love George Karl. He only got past the first round once. Doug Moe, similar career as George Karl. Kept running into those damn Lakers. But you probably, to be fair here, you got one spot left, so you either go... Now, Eastside Chris says you guys are too young, but Red Miller stepped up the process. Sure, I think Red Miller's probably in the same world as Doug Moe.
Honorable mention.
But there's no such thing. It's four, Mike. Have you seen Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, those guys are
there's
like,
no penciled in president's
unfinished
faces.
Mountain, but you know, on the private land behind Mount Rushmore.
That's not a legit one, dude. Don't go there. They're probably selling drugs. Don't go that one. Leave that one be.
I'm not going to comment, Brady.
I'm going to go Crawford or Hart. I got to go championships here. I got to go championships. If you have seven championships, that's not a ton. I mean, it's a good amount. We need more. We need two more. We need two more this year. I want to get to that double digits in championships for this state. But I think you got to go either Mark Crawford or Bob Hartley. And I think Crawford, because he handled the transition to Colorado. So I would go that route. Mike Shanahan, Jared Bednar, Mark Crawford, and Michael Malone. That is your Mount Rushmore.
This is not this list is not going to be that controversial because there's not a huge, first of all, there's just not a huge sample size. Like, who's the Mount Rushmore of Broncos athletes? There are hundreds of Broncos athletes.
There's hundreds
who's
of Broncos athletes.
Who's the Mount Rushmore
athletes?
Of Colorado athletes? There are hundreds of Colorado athletes.
Here's a fun one. Who's the Mount Rushmore of bad coaches? Nathaniel Hackett's got to be. Josh McDaniels and Nathaniel Hackett?
Yes.
Brian Shaw for the Nuggets, who only coached for a year and 50 games or something like that. Got to be Brian Shaw, told his players to clean up the plane. So Hackett, McDaniels, Brian Shaw. Who else is on there? As bad as the Rockies are, do you put a Rockies manager on there? Because, I mean, they've all been pretty bad. So we're just kind of used to that.
Are we including colleges?
If they're that bad, Ed McCaffrey.
I didn't say that. I mean, like, they just wasn't a people person. Great wide receiver.
I mean, he was pretty bad. It's a college coach. It's hard to compare, though.
And UNC was not in the habit of firing people.
But they were bad still, even before he got there, though.
I mean, they kept the coach before him for like 9 years. I had been working here for like 17 years, and they had had three coaches at UNC, three or four coaches. And like, they just did not fire coaches that often. They fired him after 3 years.
He said Chris is talking about our good Mount Rushmore and said, see, it's one of those generational opinions. But see, where I think I've got you on this, he said, Chris, is there's no opinion when it comes to championship. Did you win a championship or not?
And championships, in my opinion, are more important for the coach.
More defined by a coach than anything else. Quarterbacks, I still think you're wrong on not using that as a pretty big evaluator of talent.
It's an evaluator, but it is still a team game.
It's the biggest part of it, though. And coaches, it's like the part of it. It's about winning the Super Bowl. It's about winning the NBA Finals. It's about the Stanley Cup. It's about the World Series. I don't know. The worst one. Do you agree with me, though? Hackett, McDaniel, Shaw. And then we're throwing Ed McCaffrey up there. He's catching a stray on this one today.
Yeah, he's just kind of showing up. Someone called him like, hey, we're putting your face on a mountain. He's like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, the mountain of worst coaches in Colorado.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a high school coach out there who's done some shady things.
What about Carl Durrell? You can't say Carl Durrell because he was Pac-12 Coach of the Year during COVID.
But come on. That's an asterisk.
But you still can't put him as one of the worst coaches ever because he still has that award. You can't do it. You can't put him up there.
You know, Pac-12
Steve Adazio?
Played like four games. Each team had four games that year.
I know.
Washington had three because everybody had COVID.
I know. What about Steve Adazio? Is Steve Adazio worse than Brian Shaw? Nobody's worse than Hackett and McDaniels, although some could argue that Hackett maybe got a crappy deal. Some could argue that.
I don't think he's a good coach, but number one.
I think Hackett got a crappy deal. I think he's a terrible coach, but he also got a crappy deal.
He did get a crappy deal. That's why McDaniels is number one, that soulless piece of crap.
Wow, golly.
I will not forgive him for drafting Tebow.
Stop doing your Broncos thing again. Did you take your Broncos pill?
But even
it calms you down.
Even taking the orange colored Broncos glasses off, like the, he just was not good. There were.
The Mace texting is saying he's got Mark Crawford, Mike Shanahan, Dan Reeves, and Sonny Lubick on his good Mount Rushmore. Well, we didn't say that. We said City of Denver, but if we're going to broaden this to college coaches.
Then, yeah, Sonny Lubick. What about, who is that?
Troy
CU
Calhoun.
Coach?
Where's Troy Calhoun? Which CU coach?
Won the championship illegitimately because of the fifth down.
Coach Mack. You going to put Sonny Lubick over Coach Mack on there?
No, I was saying like that guy could also be considered.
No, that's what I'm asking the texter here.
But the fifth down happened.
Bill McCartney, man. Still.
Missouri should have won that game.
Well, sometimes you get extra downs, man. Faith says,
people
do scandals
have heart attacks?
Do scandals take them off the good Mount Rushmore? Yeah, we can make that happen. Who's got a scandal?
I mean, there was a scandal with the Broncos. Something about the roster.
Well, it was the way their line blocked and stuff too.
Yeah, but it wasn't illegal back then.
Bednar didn't have any scandals, did he?
Think so.
He had Big Val doing weird stuff, but he handled that as best he could. Malone didn't have any scandals. I mean, he got fired before the playoffs. Like, we're better off without you. Now that we've completed the season, basically, we're better off without you. Thanks for getting us here.
I mean, some of that stuff, like, it's...
Well, it was also Calvin Booth, and...
You've got to keep in mind, like, every statue that you build, you can build a statue of a sports figure and stuff, but, you know, that guy's done some stuff in his personal life that... You know, maybe he said something in high school that was mean or whatever. So, like, yeah, you might have a scandal, but
should,
I don't know how
day,
much of the scandal should make you not be on
one
that mountain.
Day we should – I'll get you a six-pack of Mountain Dew and I'll get a six-pack of beer because I'm a man. And we'll sit down and I want to do a Rushmore of every team that we talk – like every team we talk about. Like Broncos, Rockies, Nuggets, Avs.
And the Rockies get a hill.
Coaches, players included. And I want to do Rams, Bears, Buffs maybe.
Well, the problem with college is like you have someone from like 1926 who was the greatest ever.
We're creating the whole show Mount Rushmores. And then you'll create the graphic image on your computer. 43 minutes after the hour.
I will hand that off to Derbs.
We have to take a quick break and get to the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
All right, I thought we'd have a blowout on our hands by now, Michael. But all tied up at the end of one between Sweden and the United States. We'll be okay. We'll be all right.
Sweden turned on some of that melodic death metal they invented in their... They're playing hard, but America's going to listen to Metallica and prevail.
Why do you have to do that kind of thing? But no, I think, Team USA is going to win this thing.
Go America.
Yeah, go America. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's take a quick break here, and we'll get to what did we learn on today's edition of the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
There's a chance.
Hear Nuggets and Avalanche games on Northern Colorado's voice.
Yeah!
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this 18th day of February? We learned that, Michael, it's a very real possibility that lights are going to be coming to Nottingham Field for the UNC Bears. I think we'll find out later this week if that's going to happen as soon as next fall. We might have night games for the UNC Bears in 2026. So that's exciting, man. Learned a little bit about Doug Moe and just kind of how cool of a coach he was, how great of a coach he was, and very good for the game of basketball. Michael Kirkpatrick, what did you learn today?
Was a Doug Moe great motivator?
That's what you learned.
I just wanted to make it.
Okay.
I like the idea of UNC getting lights at the stadium. I'm glad they're finally considering it. I'm sure they've been considering it. I'm glad the action is hopefully going forward. I'd like to see lights there.
That would be great.
Bring some prestige.
That would be great. All right, back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.